The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Friday the 13th, 2023. And this is the day that Hamas called for the Global Day of Jihad. The Palestinian Hamas terror group, and I believe all the other Hezbollah, have called also on a day of jihad, a holy war, on the 13th of October. So, 50 years ago, Yom Kippur War. 50 years later, another war. This war is the war of the terrorists that surround Jerusalem that have planned for the minimum of 2 years to stockpile mortars, missiles, to train the armies, to allow a new generation of children, 2-3 years older, that are now ready to go to war. And the war, the conflict has begun. This conflict is to eliminate, annihilate, disappear Israel from history, also the Jewish people. This is, according to the Bible, the Psalm 83 war. It's in the Bible 3,000 years ago. It was written in the book of Psalms. It's a war against God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, against the Jewish people. It is also the beginning of the time when Islam will be revealed for what it is internationally. It will be the rise of the religious war, the wars that will begin in the decade before Christ returns. We're in that decade. And in the decade, Christ said there would be rumors of wars. No more rumors. We've gone past the time of rumors of wars. We are in the time of the final wars that will, from this time, from the time that Russia was forced to move troops into Ukraine, from that time to the time that Christ returns, wars will escalate. There is no stopping the wars that are coming. And what Christ was saying is that the man will become so evil, rulers of the world, so close to being able to rule the world, we would call it a global order, a new world order. Rich men who use war to increase their wealth. How much is enough? Just a little more. How much war is enough? Just a little more. Man will make his attempt. The wicked rulers, the wicked people of the world will begin their objectives to, and they'll be so close to achieving the objectives, which is to eliminate as many human beings off of this planet as possible. We're there. Through war, through famines, through pestilence, through disease, through just straight out hatred, and also through religious war. The religion of the coming Antichrist against the religion of Islam, Islam against any religion, Christianity and Antichrist, his war against Christianity, true Christianity, not false Christianity, true Christianity. And also the nations that want to hold on to their world hegemony, empire. Russia has become great. She has peaked. Russia, there's a war coming. Russia will be destroyed. Her armies will be destroyed. Russia will fade into history. China will continue to rise as a power, as a world power. India and the other nations will begin to mature. But that won't really happen until the millennial kingdom. Benjamin Netanyahu, the most hated man in the world. It was Vladimir Putin. It still is, to a great degree, Joe Biden, Xi Jinping. These others are hated for different reasons. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's even hated by most of the, not hated, he's disliked by most of the Israeli people, especially the Israeli leadership in Israel that is embracing and will continue to embrace America's new world order, right there in Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet and in the government. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, the podcast, 1360khnc.com, Present Truth.
Stop. Clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
So, Benjamin Netanyahu, in Israel, you have the Jewish people who, in their thinking, are socialist. They're communists, fascists. They really are not leaning to the religion of their forefathers, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are globalists within Israel, within the all of the political parties. Their great enemy is Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu has many enemies. All of the terrorist groups, everyone, Islam, the Muslims in the surrounding nations, Americans, many, many Americans. They say Israel because they harbor anti-Semitism in their hearts. They may say they're not against Israel, they're not against Benjamin Netanyahu, against the Jewish people, but their hearts are being exposed. Benjamin Netanyahu, the most hated man on the earth, but he is the individual, just like Donald Trump was picked to be the president of this country in 2016 by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Benjamin Netanyahu has also been picked and chosen by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be the king of Israel, in the old King James thinking, to be the king of Israel that is going to lead Israel to the victory over all of the terrorists that surround Israel in the countries to the north, Gaza in the southwest, the Jordan, King Hussein of Jordan and his the royal family. Jordan will soon be engaged with against Israel also. Syria, Iran are going to push the king of Jordan to attack Israel. It's going to happen. Netanyahu's enemies are everywhere within his own political party. But he's the man that's going to take this army to victory over all of the terrorists. That's just in the surrounding area. Within the country, you have the Gaza to the southwest. You have the West Bank. The Arab people living in the West Bank who will not pick up arms and will willingly choose to be part of Israel, they will be left alone. The rest, the young men, the soldiers, the army, they're going to be killed. They're going to be killed in battle. Just like in Gaza right now, 1.something million citizens are being asked to get out of the area. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu is serious about what he stated. There aren't going to be any Hamas terrorist soldiers alive when he finishes this campaign in not only Gaza, but in Lebanon, Syria. Damascus is going to be wiped out, and the present state of Jordan will become territories to Israel. Do you think the world is going to, the heads of the leaders of the world is going to explode? They don't believe such a thing is going to happen. Well, the leaders of the world need to go to Psalm 83, a prophecy written by God's prophets about a war that Israel has not yet fought, has just begun to fight. It's a war that is 6 days old. And this war is going to, Israel's not going, there's not going to be any negotiations. The United Nations, they can scream, they can, the nations of the world can have a tantrum. Netanyahu is going to eliminate the threat that should have been eliminated according to the Israeli military, a threat that should have been eliminated years ago. But God chose the time. This is the time. Benjamin Netanyahu is the man. He's not going to listen to the world leaders. He's not going to listen to Biden. He's not going to listen to Obama. He's not going to listen to Macron or Sunak of England. He's not going to listen to Hussein or to the king of Saudi Arabia. He's going to neutralize and kill these soldiers that want to come to war with the nation of Israel. Israel has just started issuing weapons, giving the children, the citizens of Israel, if they want to carry firearms, they don't have to conceal carry, they can open carry. Rifles on their back, pistols on their hip. And anyone who wants to take up arms, Israel is issuing the permits. They've eased the laws, and they are allowing these people to have weapons. They're even giving them weapons. They're showing them how to use the weapons, showing them what to look for, how to fight. I saw this YouTube of probably a 60-year-old lady, young lady, 60 years old, maybe 5'1". And she's standing in line waiting to get her gun. And nobody's going to move her out of that line. Nobody's going to get in front of her. She's going to get her weapon, and nobody's going to stop her. The whole nation of Israel is at war with the terrorist groups. This is causing the terrorists in the nations surrounding Israel, the West Bank, the Gaza. This is, they're not sleeping at night. Israel is not messing around. This nation is going to exist. Nothing is going to keep them from existing. Netanyahu, he is a baby boom generation child of the nation of Israel. He was born in 1949, a year and a half roughly after Israel became a nation. He's a baby boomer, just like we have our Donald Trump. 1947, I think it was, 46. He's a baby boom generation. World War II baby boom generation president. So is Barack Obama. So was Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton. You have the criminals, and then you have the good. You have the upright, and then you have the criminals. I don't hear about too many people around Donald Trump getting the flu. But there's going to be a lot of people that have come against Israel that are going to get the flu. So he served 16 years so far as prime minister. This is his fourth term. This is not accidental. This is the hand of God, because God has raised him up and trained him. His brother was a victim in battle in Entebbe. His grandfather was a rabbi. He was trained at MIT in economics and in management. I'll tell you what, this man knows how to manage an army. And through the last couple of years, while the terrorists were stockpiling weapons all around the nation of Israel and inside the borders, Netanyahu was also stockpiling. In management, putting people around him, he comes back four times to be in the prime minister in four elections. That's quite an accomplishment. That's a good accomplishment right there. And he is was in the army. He was there with Moshe Aarons during the time of Menachem Begin. He's been around the block a few times. He's very concerning the Yasser Arafat. He was there when Yasser Arafat was in power. And now these that have replaced Arafat, he understands, he studied the terrorists. He's very familiar with their tactics. They're not going to beat him. And when he's finished, when this war is over, don't think that the hatred toward him is going to reside or to, don't think that's going to end. No. The great men like this, whether you have an opinion that he's a criminal, whatever, everybody's a criminal. Everybody tells a lie. Everybody does something that is unrighteous. But the thing is this, he's the man that is going to lead Israel to the victories over these enemies. That's a given. He's going to lead them to complete total victory. When it's over, well, at that time, I hope he's not in power to sign a coming agreement with Israel and the coming Antichrist. I hope he's not the one that signs that agreement. Let one of the other communists that are in the political administration or in the politics in Israel, let them sign it. I hope it's not Benjamin Netanyahu. This guy's a brilliant man. He's known Donald Trump since the 80s. The two of them together worked during the Trump administration. And Israel was at peace. This country prospered. Benjamin Netanyahu being prime minister right now is not accidental. Remember what the scripture said to the Christian people, that in blessing, I will bless those that bless thee, meaning Abraham and the children of Israel. Cursing, I will curse those that curse thee. Be careful how you treat Israel and the Jewish people. We did not replace Israel as Christians. We, the least in the kingdom of heaven, we're another kingdom. The least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. But Israel, these people, are the elect of God. God has made promises to them. He's made covenants with them. He has engraved them on his hand. He is going to be faithful to them, even though they may not be faithful to him. But he said that there'd come a time when Israel was going to destroy the enemies that surrounded Israel, to punish them for thousands and thousands of years of hardship, persecution, and war against Israel. The time of their judgment would come. Psalm 83 is the beginning. Because time's running out, in another 10 years, Christ will be back, and he won't be able to punish them at that time. He has to punish them before. So the children of Esau and Ishmael, the offspring of these two nations, are going to be punished. The children of Ishmael are going to be punished. The children of Lot are going to be punished, Abraham's nephew. The punishment has come for those who have treated Israel in a very harsh, aggressive, and evil manner through these thousands of years.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people. I want you to take a second today to go to TheFreedomPeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
So, what this means for the future of the nations of the world, Psalm 83. It's going to be a... It has a beginning, it has an end. I don't believe it will be a year. I'm not sure it will be 6 months. It may be 3 months from beginning to end. It's been in preparation by the terrorist groups for over 2 years. They've been planning it. Secret councils, star chambers, whatever you want to call it. But they planned it, and... Did the Israeli government know about it? Probably. Did the U.S. government know about it? Probably. But what God says is going to happen is going to happen. And I believe it's Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah said that God declares the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, he declares things that are not yet done. He calls a ravenous bird from the east, a man who executes his will from a far country, saying, I have planned it, I will do it, I have purposed it, it will come to pass. This war was purposed 3,000 years ago, God said it will come to pass. And when it comes to pass, the world, the Christian people, the world should know that the world is in the final decade before Christ returns, in the last roughly 9 years. 8-9 years into the future, Armageddon is going to take place. Probably in between, halfway between now and then, the world is going to know who Antichrist is, because Antichrist is going to declare himself to be God in the temple of God in Israel. Now, is the New World Order involved in planning this? God planned it. Maybe he let them play a part. But yes, there's going to be, this war is going to further the plans of the United States of America and China and Russia. It's going to America. We have our ships off the coast, not to protect Israel, but to make sure that we protect our interests from Russia, China, Iran. Not to protect Israel so much, but we'll use Israel as the bait. We'll let them fight the war. Americans will scream if American soldiers are sent to the Middle East to protect Israel. The American people will scream. So God doesn't need the American people. But God is going to command that the America as a nation sends bombs, bullets, guns, arms, aircraft, drones, intelligence to Israel. Israel will fight the battle, and when the battle's over, Israel will get the credit, and the God of Israel will be glorified. And the world is going to be put on notice. God does exist. God will take care of his people, even though they may be apostate. Maybe they are there in their thinking, communist, anti-God, anti-Christ, even worship idols. I can't attack them without, or I'm not attacking them. I can't present to the world or to the people what they're involved with if I don't talk about the Christian people in the evangelical churches, Catholics and Lutherans, Episcopalians, all the Protestants. We worship idols. We are backslidden. This is what some people are saying, that this is the New World Order using Israel. No, Israel is going to win the battle on her own. But America is going to supply munitions. And the American people can scream all they want. The European people can scream, holler, stomp. They can go mad. The Arab nations, the same. Russia, the same. China, the same. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to take this nation to complete total victory over these enemies. And God is making an announcement to the world that he is returning, that this nation is his, these are his people, and no matter what the world will do to destroy them, God will protect them. And the anti-Semitism, you're going to see, God said it's like a disease that is festering. It's there, but it's not in the open. You're going to see the anti-Semitism in this country, right there in the seven hills of hell, Washington, D.C. In all the states of this nation, and the governors and the politicians that give lip service to the Jewish people, you're going to see the real truth come out. But then you have, I was watching, listening to Castro Ocasio-Cortez you know, and she's the granddaughter of Castro. She's anti-Semitic, and all the others, Tlaib, all of them, the criminal, the gang, the female gang of criminals. And then they have the man who smokes cigars as a criminals too. But this war is going to be a short war. God is going to speak to the whole world. And the world is going to, they're going to be in a state of shock when Israel wins this victory, wins this battle, all these battles. When Israel takes over present-day Jordan, you don't think Israel could control a nation the size of Jordan? I promise you, they will be able to. When you have the children of Israel, or the Jewish people, when you put arms in their hands, when you give them the right to carry arms, I'll tell you what, that will make the Arab nations shudder. And they're in a state of shock right now. When you put a gun in the hands of a 60-year-old woman that knows how to use it, look out. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm and have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So here we are talking about Israel, but let's talk about Klaus Schwab and let's talk about Pope Francis. This is out of the People's Voice.tv. Pope Francis declares Klaus Schwab more important than Jesus Christ. We're at the end of the world. We're in the last decade. God is not going to put up with this. Not from the church, the Catholic Church, the church in Thyatira. God is not going to put up with it. He's not going to put up with the hatred of the enemies of Israel, and he's not going to put up with this type of evil in his churches. Pope Francis, I've always stated, I do not believe he's even a Christian. He's a nominal Christian, meaning in name only. He took the papal seat, which is considered to be a vacant. The papal seat is empty. He is just someone who has become an imposter like Joe Biden. So he says here, it's caused quite a conflict in the Vatican. The Catholic people should be up in arms. So he goes on to say that this relationship, that people who have a relationship with Jesus are dangerous and harmful. So that means that I would be dangerous and harmful. He's been breaking with centuries of Christian tradition. It's saying that he sparked fears that he is an illegitimate pope with a sinister agenda when he told a crowd of 33,000 pilgrims in St. Petersburg Square that a personal, direct, immediate relation with Jesus Christ must be avoided at all costs. Well, this is exactly what Satan would say. Any person that would have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ must be avoided at all costs. That sounds like the devil himself. And he ordered Christians to stop bringing people from other faiths to Jesus and Christianity. So let the Muslims go to eternal fire. The Hindus go to eternal fire. Let everybody go to eternal fire. Don't bring them to the Savior, to God's Son, Jesus Christ. Then he ordered some of those within the Vatican to proclaim that Lucifer is the God of the Catholic Church. The Catholics should be pretty... You better wake up, Catholics. If you're a nominal Catholic, you're not even Christian. I was a nominal Catholic in name only till I was 22, 21 roughly. But then I met the Lord Jesus in reality. And I was no longer a nominal believer. I was a believer in reality. Lucifer is Jesus Christ's father and the God of the Catholic Church. Then he says that Francis called for a one-world government in 2017 and political authority, arguing that the creation of the one-world government is needed to combat issues such as climate change. What about issues like the sin deep in the heart of man? What about murder in the heart? What about hatred in a man's heart? What about lust? What about theft? But he wants to combat climate change, but he doesn't want to combat the wicked rulers of the world who murder millions and millions and even billions of people. He doesn't want to address that. This is what you call hypocrisy. This is what Christ told the Jew, the Sanhedrin and the religious world. You are hypocrites. You say one thing, you do another. You proclaim things in public so that people will admire you. But your heart is far from God. Now because of Francis, many of the even evangelical churches are picking up this matter of climate change being the threat to mankind, where the Bible said and Christ said the threat to mankind is the sin in the heart of man. So Francis is far from the teachings of Christ. Sin in the heart of man, this is what causes the wars. Greed in a man's heart. uncontrolled, unregulated power, lawlessness. This is what's in a man's heart. Then he talks about hosting Islamic prayers and Quran recitals in the Vatican. The Catholic people need to wake up. Lutherans, you're almost Catholic. Orthodox, you're almost Catholic. He says that Christians around the world should visit mosques and praise Allah. And then he forgets that in Exodus, and even in Christ himself said, you shall have no other gods before you. And here the world is going to, into the future, an individual is going to stand up, declare himself to be God, and he's going to command that people take his mark and worship him and receive the mark in their hand or their forehead. And if you don't, you can't buy and you can't sell. We're in the last decade, 9 years, not much longer than 9 years. I've been saying for a year we've been in the last decade. So now I should say we're probably in the last 9 years. And Psalm 83 is a good point of reference. I would recommend get your Catholic Bible out and read Psalm 83 in the King James and look at the world today and Netanyahu as that leader.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, that ends the program for this week. What an exciting week we've had. And tonight is the Shabbat for the Jewish people. But don't think that Netanyahu and the IDF, that they're going to sleep. They're going to rest. No. They have been summoned to duty. God has summoned them. He has mustered them. He has numbered them to come to battle. And even on the Sabbath, you don't get to it when you're fighting for your existence. God will command you to stay at your post. These soldiers will stay at their post tonight. Israel's at war. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. When you're fighting for your life, you fight 7 days a week. So the IDF tonight, they've been mustered, they've been numbered, Netanyahu is their commander. He's a king of Israel. He's the one that is taking them to war. He's going to be successful. And once the war is completed, then we're going to see how this man is treated. You know, we saw how the president, Donald Trump, he took this country to victory during his administration, 4 years. And now we see how he's being treated. Is it the same with Benjamin Netanyahu? Vladimir Putin has taken his country to become great. Now, Netanyahu, his Achilles heel, Russia has been very involved in the matter of a Palestinian state. This is anti-Semitism. When you are pushing for land within the borders of another nation that was given to them by God, that's anti-Semitism. Is this going to be the Achilles heel of Vladimir Putin? Is this going to destroy all that he's achieved for the nation that he was appointed to be the president over? We're going to see. But Benjamin Netanyahu, he's the king of Israel right now, and the Christian people, the born-again people of the world, we didn't replace Israel. He who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. We have not replaced Israel. God has called us to a different dynamic position. But we are to pray for Israel, for the children of Israel, and that their king will have a mind that to do what God has trained him to do, and Benjamin Netanyahu has been trained for this conflict. When this is done, the next great thing that's he's going to face is Russia and Iran and other nations coming. I don't know if they'll replace him and put some weakling in. I have no idea. But if Netanyahu's there, Netanyahu will take them into battle just as forcefully as he's taken the IDF and the Jewish people into battle presently. So, for this day, may the God of peace bless you. May the God of peace bless your weekend. May the God of peace bless the Jewish people, Benjamin Netanyahu, and protect them. And may the God of peace fulfill what his word said in Psalm 83, the victory of all of over all of Israel's enemies. Rick Rodriguez will be back next week.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.